I'm Marco Werman. This is The World. Back to that big game we told you about in today's GeoQuiz. Big fans there supporting the national soccer teams of Armenia and Turkey. Today's game comes just days after Turkey and Armenia agreed to establish diplomatic ties and to reopen borders. Earlier, we spoke with The World's Aaron Schachter just outside the stadium in Turkey. And Aaron, first of all, where are you and how's the tailgate party?
Marco, I'm in the Turkish city of Bursa. It's an ancient city about 2,000 years old. We're at the foot of Mount Ulida here. As you say, I'm just outside the stadium, Atatürk Stadium.
The Turkish city of Bursa, the answer to today's quiz. Now, Aaron, this game is not really that significant in soccer terms. Both countries are out of the World Cup qualifying. But coming so close to the deal just reached between Armenia and Turkey, how politically important is the match?
Oh, the game is hugely politically important. These countries have been at odds for nearly 100 years after what Armenians call a genocide in 1915. Turks disagree with that moniker. And this is the first time in quite a while that presidents of both countries have met. And as you say, it comes on the heels of an agreement signed on Saturday to normalize relations.
And it's being held in Turkey. Are there any Armenian fans there? Is it all Turks all the time?
It's mostly Turks here at the moment. There are some Armenian journalists, which was actually a big deal. They had some trouble getting into the country, and then some of them have been actually barred from the stadium for a variety of reasons. But Bursa is a big, big soccer town, and it has one of the biggest fan clubs in Turkey. Oddly enough, it's called Texas. And I spoke to a member of Texas and his silk shop. His name is Sardar Bilgi. Bilgi says here, these teams are horrible. But he says that I'm going to watch anyway just to support my national team. The people out in the park where I am now couldn't get tickets, maybe because they were a bit rowdy. One of them I spoke with is named Simi Yolsan. Simi says this is beyond sports right now. Neither of these teams has any claim on the World Cup, so no one is here for the game. We're here to show support for Turkey in the negotiations with Armenia. Of course we support peace, he says, but there are things that bother us about Armenia, and one of them, the big one, is Armenia's claim of a genocide. Turkey says that that was just kind of an outcome of war between the two countries and that there was no genocide. Both sides lost hundreds of thousands of people. So it's a point of contention. This soccer diplomacy, as it's being called, is intended to kind of smooth over the differences, to get the two countries more acquainted with each other.
Still kind of makes me scratch my head at all this. I mean, somebody's going to win this match and somebody's going to lose. I mean, after so many years of sore feelings between the two countries, then this groundbreaking recent agreement, is somebody going to go home feeling inferior after the soccer match? Will that somehow kind of taint the deal?
Well, you know, everyone I've spoken to said, it doesn't matter, but it'd be good if we win.
Maybe in the interest of peace, they'll insist on a draw.
Yeah, but there is a lot of chanting going on. There does seem to be a lot of team spirit, and a lot of people are watching the game, even though it doesn't mean much.
Certainly sounds like the fans are trying. The World's Aaron Schachter, just outside the stadium in Bursa, Turkey, where the national soccer teams of Armenia and Turkey meet today. In case you're interested in the game's outcome, there's a link where you can check the score at theworld.org. Aaron, good to talk to you.
Thanks, Marco.